Oh, thanks very, very, very much, Gail, for putting your faith in me. It really, really means a lot, like, do you know what I mean? To let me make a meal for you, to make me feel like I'm a man, like, do you know what I mean? And it's going to be the best Shawnee Szechuan you have ever tasted in your life, like. So I have everything. Oh, I have my vegetables, right? Just, I do a check what you know before you go. I have my vegetables, I have my pan, I have my fry light, I have everything ready here. Is there anything else that I need to know, because I don't mind getting into any trouble or anything like that, like, do you know what I mean?
Alright, so what's that thing there above your head? See that thing?
That?
There?
Yeah. It's a smoke alarm.
Uh-huh, and?
Well, it tells me when the food is done, doesn't it? When that goes off, the food is done.
No, Shawnee, it tells you that the house is going to catch on fire and the fire brigade.
Oh, Jesus, I didn't know that, Gail. I didn't know that. I thought that was... Alright, I get it now. Look, everything's under control. You can go in and do your bit of Christmas shopping and let me get out of here, alright? I promise, Gail, everything's going to be fine, alright? I promise it's going to be the best vegan star fry in the universe, I promise you. Alright?
In the universe.
Alright, yeah, look, go on. Trust me. I have the fucking laptop here on everything. And I have the chopping board. And I'm gonna follow everything to the T. So I'll see you later. And when you come back, the two of us will dine together, like. I'll see you later, kid.
Be careful.
Alright, so here we go. I need to find the spatula is how that's called, and I have the fry light here to hold the fire. I just put the pan on there wrong. Hang on a second there wrong. Which button is up? All right. Oh, did you hear that, lads? I'm delighted to be cooking for my Twitter fans. I swear to God, all the viewers are going to be mad about this when they smell it. I know you can smell it through the audio, like, because Gail tells me that people feel, you know, they sense things through audio, you know, their body can sense things. So you're going to smell all the ingredients here now as I go along, right? So now, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to start off with a bell pepper, right? And I've got a red bell pepper here, and I'm going to start chopping that. Yeah, that sounds a small bit too. You know, when it's getting a bit smoky already, I don't want anything to be, do you know what I mean? Catching on fire. I'm cutting the vegetables here, like the people on YouTube doing the ASMR that relaxes everyone, like, do you know what I mean? They cut them very gently. Because I think some people, they shiver and stuff. No, I don't shiver myself when I'm cutting vegetables. I just cut them, do you know what I mean? I don't have any ASMR in me at all. But the thing is then, like, if I smoke, if I smoke a funny cigarette there or anything like that, I'd be shivering, all right? There. Or if I'm up in the attic there and Gail don't turn on the heating, Jesus Christ, the ASMR will be shooting through me body, like, you know what I mean? So here we go now. Right, I've only half a bell pepper here now I'm cutting. I'm going to pick the other full one up. Why do they call them bell peppers? Do they ring? Hang it on a shake there. Nah, there's no ring off them. That's very strange. I thought they'd call them that looks they'd ring. Or maybe when you cut them, there'd be kind of a ding ding sound. But there's nothing coming off them. They're cutting nicely, don't know, to be fair. No ding ding. You know what? I walked there. I'm gonna talk down while I cook, because there's no point in me boring. I want to be kind of making this into kind of a career, so I'll talk about. But I walked into the doctor's there a few years ago, like, do you know what I mean? And there was a carrot growing out of my ear, and there was an apple growing out of my other ear, and there was a mushroom growing out of my nose, like, you know? And I says to the doctor, "Doctor, what the fuck is wrong with me?" And he said, "I tell you one thing, you want to start eating sensibly." I think I robbed that joke off Gail, actually. He's not here, so he won't mind. Alright. This is weird, cutting these. There's something really kind of soft about them, like emotional, you know? Like the bell pepper. I've had a load of them cut down. But I just want to make sure that they're small. and I want to take them kind of seedy things out there because they be getting caught in your teeth, like, do you know what I mean? I was just throwing them into the sink. Down, you hear that, lad? Anyone getting shivers from me? This is not the ASMR kitchen from years ago at all. That was a better ASMR kitchen, like, do you know what I mean? You turn on the kettle down, you'll be like, whoa, 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 whoa. You'll be racking. But here we go now. The bell peppers are nearly done. You can hear the fucking seagulls outside already. I'm gathering up the bell peppers here and all, and I'm putting them into the pan. Nice and gently, like, you know what I mean? Did you hear the seagull there now? Very fucking annoying, can you know? The bane of my life, I swear. I'd be trying to wrap upstairs and plan it a bit of oil, you know. I think I need to turn the pan up a small bit. Now it's time for the bamboo shoots. And I have some here, so I'm just going to dump them in there, alright? I love the bamboo shoots, myself. And with them there, they're beautiful there. There they are now. Now what? Right, a panda, right? He walks into a steakhouse and he said, can I have some bamboo? And the fiend servant goes, sorry, we've only steak here. So the panda says, alright, so I'll have some steak. So the panda sits down and eats the steak. And the fella that gave him the steak comes over and says, how was it? And the panda went, it was the most delicious meal I've ever eaten my whole life by. So your man says, alright, here's your bill. So the panda takes out a gun and he shoots him. And the server is in agony and he's like, oh, I thought you said the food was good. And the panda said, do you know who I am? And your man goes, no, I don't. He goes, look it up in your iPhone. So the fella that served him took out his iPhone, and with the last bit of strength he has, he looks it up and he reads, a panda eats, shoots and leaves. And at that moment he knows that he's not being played for a fool. That's my panda joke anyway. The worst thing girls jokes, aren't they? Tell her, look. Tell her, there's this coming on. You can hear it coming on now, like, it's time now for the onion. I'm trying to move this long fast now. What happened there? It's like a load of stuff fell off the onion. That's the skin, is it? Alright, here we go. I'm gonna chop the onion here now. To watch my hand here now, because Gail said I could easily chop off my hand with that knife. Oh god, I never did this before. What's that? There's a weird smell. Fucking hell, what's that? There's like tear gas or something. Oh god, my eyes are burning out of my head. They're burning, I swear to God. I don't know what I got. Is there any goggles around? I should have asked Gail for goggles. I'll get through it. I'll get through it. What are you laughing at? What are you fucking laughing at? I'm trying to cut the onion and you're laughing at me again. Go away. Stop humping me fucking leg, you little. You're humping me leg and I'm cutting an onion. Get off it. What are you doing? I'm having a moment here with an onion. She's marking her territory in me leg and everything. The hyena. Oh god. This is the worst thing I ever have to do in my whole life. I swear. I can't wait until this is finished. I'm chopping it all up. Hang on there. I'm gonna throw it into the pan and make cool down. Alright. That's under control. Oh god. That hyena, do you know, when I got it first I thought, like, I read about him and it said that they're always laughing and they thought I'd have a great crack with him, like, you know what I mean? And what actually happened in the end was I found out that she's just always mocking me, like, you know, always. So annoying and hurtful sometimes, like, and the onions, like, on top of it, then, like, alright, here we go. Where are the mushrooms? I'll chop them now. I think they're supposed to be less emotional, like, you know, they're like men. Now I'm going to cut them down now.
hope they're not magic mushrooms, though. Imagine getting after eating his Szechuan and he's seen pink elephants. Oh, God. They're cutting fine. They're cutting like the back of my stock. My stockings. I have a pair of socks on for the last week. And the onions are cutting like that. They're cutting fine. They're sharp. Oh. All right, here we go. They're a lot easier. The bell peppers were kind of emotional. Well, not emotional. They're kind of soft and that, like you know, kind of feminine, I suppose. Then the onions were like kind of dramatic, like drama queens, like when you were cutting them. But the mushroom itself doesn't really mind, I don't think, being cut up at all. It's kind of just like it's kind of oblivious to the whole thing, like, you know what I mean? Like, so that's done there. Now, what's next? What's wrong with you, boy? You're thirsty, are you? Look, duck, just dip your head into the. I filled the bucket there, but I'll go for you. There's loads of water in the bucket. The elephant is fucking parched. Look at it over there, lad. It has elephant written on it. ELEFINTE. Jesus Christ, he's illiterate. So I just keep frying while the elephant is enjoying the bucket of water. Now, the next thing I have to do now is I have to get the tofu, and it's in a bag now. It's kind of hardened tofu or something it's in. Your tofu is very weird, isn't it? It's like the pig of the meat world, you know, like, you know, like people, they kill pigs and they make like bacon and sausages and pork and stuff out of them like that, like, you know what I mean? But people use tofu the same way, like, you know, you can make mock beef, you can make mock chicken, scrambled egg, cake. It's a very weird substance. But it's very boring unless you know how to kind of like, you know, use it, right? Do you know what I mean? Until you put add a bit of Shawnee Szechuan to it, like. When it in it goes down. It's fairly boring, but you can make it exciting. It's like when Ben Affleck puts on a Batman suit, do you know what I mean? Alright, here we go now. That's all in there now. All I need now is me sauce, and everything is going to be fine. So I have me sauce. Hey, what's going on out there? What's going on? Oi, stop it! Do you know what's going on there, lads? The hyena is on the back of the elephant and just... Leave him alone! Leave him alone! If the world gods is not going back. Leave him alone! I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. Fuck! I'll have to go up there and look. I'll be back down 2 minutes, hang on.
Left me phone upstairs on Gail's bed this morning when I was laying down. I can't see anything. Oh God. I'm gonna have to run upstairs. I'm gonna have to phone Gail. Okay, she's gonna fall off. Hello. Hello, Gail. The house is on fire. And oh no, Gail, it was me at all. It was the hyena. She was humping me leg and she peed on me. And then she was swinging from the elephant's tail, Gail, I swear to God. It's all I can. I call the farm again. I will. What's the number for them? The number in America is 911. What's the number for them here? The number for 999? What's the number for 999, Gail? All right, I'm going to stay under your bed until they come. Gail, I'm terrified. I'm terrified. I can't get back out. I can't see a thing, Gail. Will you go to your pub? Oh, God. I wish my brother from another mother would come and help. I swear to God, I was never so afraid in all my life.
Shawnee! For fuck's sake!
Jesus Christ! No wonder. Oh God!
Shawnee, I'll be up there now to you.
I'm gonna stop that.
Open the windows. Oh, fuck's sake. I can't trust him at all. Oh, Lord above. Oh. Oh, fuck.
Oh, that is a disaster. Born to a crisp hole, name of God.
Shawnee, come on. It's all right. No, you can come
up. I'm terrified. What happened?
Oh, my God.
How did it happen, like?
What in the name of God?
I followed the instructions.
Huh?
What happened?
Well, Shawnee, the problem was you added too much soy to
did
it.
I?
Or the sauce that you used is too much soy, and it's just after smoking, the house isn't on fire. You're giving me the fright of my life.
Did you pour water on the house or something?
Oh my God.
Did you pour water?
The house is destroyed.
Did you pour water over it?
No, I just turned the pan off, that's all.
That's all?
That's all you had to do, Sean, is turn the pan off. Huh? Everything is burned to a crisp.
I'm starving, Gail, I'm starving. I'm so hungry.
You're hungry? Sean, go in and take a shower, okay? Look, go in and take a shower and we'll give you something to eat in a minute because at the moment now you're just a mess.
I am.
A sweaty mess covered in dust bunnies.
Dust bunnies, kid.
Have a shower and we'll sort it
out,
right?
Dust bunnies all over me. I'm so sorry, kid.
Gail, these lucky charms are very good, bye.
Are they? Well, it could have been a star fry, like.
Yeah, I know it could have been. I know it could have been a nice star fry, but these are very good, like, these are lovely, like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, God.
Do you know something, though? That gave me a good idea today, the smoke, like.
What idea is that, I can imagine?
Well, do you know, one day they do that food thing with the pan, and they catch the food on fire in the pan, do you know that thing?
Yeah.
I'd be very good at that, itself, would I? Yeah. I mean, I proved it today.
No. Way.
What's it called again? Inflammed dishes or something like that. I could cook like flamed onions and rice dishes when you're not here, do you know?
There's not a hope of
I know, but I can understand. I would lock the door and I wouldn't leave the hyena in, like, you know what I mean? No, I wouldn't. And if the smoke alarm went off, I'd know what to do. I'd stand next to the pan. I swear I'd be good the next time.
It's not the smoke alarm, it's your brain, Sean.
No, Gail, it's the hyena.
That's the problem.
She's a nightmare, and has always been a nightmare.
Oh, no, it's you.
You know, what I'm thinking about is becoming, like, the next, cooking rap star, or the first cooking rap star, like Gordon Ramsay doing rap, like, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Huh? You know, think about that. This Shawnee's on fire.
Oh, Lord.
This Shawnee's on fire. These are very good.
I don't know, will you ever learn any lesson ever?